24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC. A very pleasant good afternoon to you. I hope you're doing very well wherever you are right now listening to the show. Remind you that this show is brought to you in collaboration with corporate partners A&F Catering by Mr. Afonso Blyden, doing a great job when it comes to catering on the island of St. Martin. Island real estate team, Arun Jatianin, is a team of professional realtors, and they are there for you when it comes to real estate on St. Martin. You can connect with them, of course, on iriteam.com, or if you're looking at spending some time when all of this is over with family or colleagues on vacation, and if you're here on the island or even self-listening abroad, you can check out their really wonderful vacation properties on irivacations.com. Well, as it is, ladies and gentlemen, of course, remind you that this show too is broadcast live here on PJD3 102.7 every Sunday at 3 p.m. and a rebroadcast is heard on Voice of the Caribbean every Sunday night at 8 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. A new episode of Love and Inspiration on Bashani Radio in New York on BashaniRadio.com, going out to 2 million listeners. And today on the show, it gives me great pleasure, of course, to connect with three persons who I have great respect for, and there are three doctors in three locations. One is here on St. Martin, the other is in Germany at this point in time, and the other is in Michigan, the USA. Of course, I would like to take this time to welcome to the show, and they're all here for you to talk about and give you really great insight on how to thrive in the midst of COVID-19 in your finances, spiritually, physically, and mental health. A very pleasant good day, Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton on St. Martin. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you so much, Mr. Love and Inspiration. It's a real pleasure being here, and I am praying for all of your listeners. I'm sure that they are locked in, and wishing them much strength and hope during this challenging time.
Thank you, Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton from Victorious Living Foundation. A very pleasant good evening to you, Dr. Johannes Wisselinger, live in Germany.
Thank you so much, Roy. Really appreciated the invitation, and I look forward to educate and also inspire your audience all over the world. So thank you.
You're welcome. And a very pleasant good afternoon to you, Dr. John Biter over Michigan, USA. How are you?
Good. I like that. DJRC. We're doing good here. The weather's breaking. It's getting warmer. It's nice. We have open water on our lake, so we're pretty happy.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to connect with you, Dr. John Biter, and always happy. So your spirit, definitely with that happiness, is so much needed here, along with the other two respected doctors here on the show. So just for the listeners to get a bit of a better idea of whom I'm speaking with here on the show today, I'm just going to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, who I have on air today. Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton is the visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation here on St. Martin, which was established back in 2002. She's a number one best-selling author and continues to transform the lives of persons of all ages, races, and cultures, couples, families, and organizations through her authentic and passionate love for life and people. She's a certified success coach and trainer, holds a BA in psychology from the University of Tampa, master's in marriage and family therapy from the Oral Roberts University, and an honorary doctorate of divinity from the Grace Hill Bible University. She's also a member of Bristol Who's Who, a New York City-based premier international registry and networking forum dedicated to aggregating and honoring top professionals, executives, and business owners of organizations, businesses, and associations throughout the world. She is the best-selling co-author of Success from the Heart, Hart, author of It's Time for Change and How to Thrive in Trying Times, which is presents a profound message of hope. She's also the producer and singer, a poet of poetic vibes to help you thrive, a CD of her poems sung and recited to inspiring music. And she's also the author of her latest book, Love is Forever, a true tale of the love and romance shared between 100-year-old, which she is now 101 years old, of Mrs. Carmen Eleanor Hodge Carrington and Ralph Gordon Carrington. She is also certified through Commonwealth Educational Seminars. She is also very much so a graduate of two prestigious business schools, CEO Space and Global Accelerated Business School for Entrepreneurs, which have positioned her to be a successful entrepreneur. And of course, she is someone who cares so much about humanity and is a lifestyle prescription medicine health coach. That's Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. With me on the line is Dr. John R.W. Biter, PhD executive coach, psychologist, and founder of the Positively Happy Program, who designed and developed an evidence-based happy program to help you live your best happy life. He is a licensed psychologist in Michigan and Pennsylvania, and he wrote his doctoral dissertation on self-forgiveness and graduated from Duquesne University in 2007. And he has worked as an executive leadership coach and corporate trainer for Fortune 500 corporations since 2008. He has over 30 years of business experience in both the corporate and clinical health and care environments. He's a highly motivated and inspirational coach, having earned advanced degrees in all functional areas he has worked in. And this gentleman, which I have a lot of respect for, has done so much in the financial service sectors. He was responsible for the marketing and sales of complex treasury operating systems to Fortune 100 clients across the United States, and has managed and have been part of really big companies where I would say profits has been made of over $1 billion. And we have then in Germany, Dr. Johannes Wisselinger, and he's the founder of Lifestyle Prescriptions University, developer of Lifestyle Prescriptions Health Coaching, and Thermobuzzer infrared imaging. He's the director, producer of Titans of Yoga and Lifestyle Medicine documentaries. He is someone who is very much so respected. He has written and he is the author of 5 books, including The Six Root Cause of All Symptoms. He has taught root cause-based health coaching for 15 years to over 5,000 students. Well, I'm in the midst of some very, very experienced persons, and the listeners are too. So Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton of Victoria's Lim Foundation here on St. Martin, can you share with us and the listeners, how are things right now on St. Martin?
Well, what I would say, as I look outside, it's a beautiful sunny day. However, there are persons who are challenged in terms of, you know, what is going on, and there are others who are pretty hopeful. But we do know that there are persons who are having a difficult time dealing with situations, so we won't pretend that that is not the issue. But what we would like to say is this, that in the midst of adversity, in the midst of what seems to be chaos, we can have peace. And that is a message that I particularly want to bring across, that persons listening, even though, you know, if you're feeding your mind with the negativity and you're not seeing the beauty that is all around us, it's very easy to become overwhelmed. But when you focus on the fact that God is the center of our life, He is in control, and He has given us the power to take authority over our own personal lives and to be a blessing to others, then I believe that we can definitely be at peace in the midst of everything.
I appreciate that, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton of Victoria's Lim Foundation, that you have shared what is really the reality right now on St. Martin. And of course, listening to you very carefully, knowing the fact that you are ordained minister and local preacher of the Methodist Church here on St. Martin, Dr. Johannes, live over in Germany, what is it like now in Germany? Please speak to us here on Simartin and around the world.
Well, yes. I mean, I guess similar to many other places around the world, you know, basically it's lockdown where you're supposed to go outside and no public gatherings. And so it is different. You know, it's something that we all are not used to. And I think one of the main things that I think is really important that we not get caught up in all the paranoia and fear that unfortunately is created through media so easily and social media. And there are so many news reports out there that just do not represent the truth. And I think it's important for us, kind of like what Dr. Nicole said, you know, we have so much control over our lives. And often it doesn't look like that. But in this case, where we actually kind of step back and maybe we have more time available, I mean, two of the most important things I think we can do right now is to really look inside and see what is it that, you know, we are made of, who are we, and what is it really that we want to do. And I've done that over the last 2 weeks, and it's been actually a very liberating experience that we have time now, maybe not, you know, as much, but more time available to really look inside and kind of plan our lives and get rid of things that, you know, we always thought, huh, maybe I should change direction. And that's kind of like what we have seen a lot over the last 2 months, actually, with Lifestyle Prescriptions University, that so many people looking for something they're passionate about, like helping people, like health coaching. And it's wonderful. So I think taking this opportunity is really important. And quickly, you know, I don't know if you talk about the whole virus and basically the questions that we also cover a lot that I'm really passionate about for like 20, 25 years is, well, it's kind of like if I ask anybody right out there listening, now, is the virus that we have thousands and thousands, if not 10,000 different microbes in our body. Are they causing the illness or are they there? Are they part of a strong process? And the reason why this is so important is that there's so much fear around microbes and viruses. And on our website, the lifestyleprescriptions.tv, if you go to a blog, there's a blog article I wrote several weeks ago that went viral, and it explains a lot. So if somebody's interested to look at a different perspective that is not fear-based, actually the article is called Love Your Viruses, because I think that's where we have to go. They're part of us like everything else.
I thank you for that, Dr. Johannes, and also for giving us an idea of, you know, how things are right now in Germany, and very, very well taken on board what you shared, so much so for us to really think about and really see where we are today and where we're going. Dr. John Beiter over Michigan, how is it there in your neck of the woods?
I would say it's a lot like it is, I guess, everywhere in the country, but I go back to a couple of things. So the one thing that all 7.5 billion people on the planet have in common is that we all emerge from the same life force. So whatever you believe that to be, that's, we all emanate from that. So whoever created what you or me or whatever, and whatever you want to deem that as your deity, we're all part of that. The difference is that there are also 7.5 billion versions of reality on this planet, since everybody creates their own. So this time more than ever is a time for us to make common sense a common practice. So, you know, that's a really simple thing to do. You just have to become a little bit more mindful of it. What I mean by that is do things that you know keep you healthy. And aren't we all really blessed to be on the Love and Inspiration show, because it's love that's going to get us through all of this, right? So whatever you can drown in love, no one ever said, oh, I've been loved too much. Well, this is a time now for us to kind of get caught up on things now that we're at home, caught up on things like gratitude, appreciation, kindness. You know, do common sense things like make sure you drink a lot of water, take vitamin C, connect with nature, even if it means just opening your window and sticking your head out and taking a breath of fresh air. But we're all in the same fight together. So this is a time for us to unite as humanity and we can celebrate our differences, but we can also help each other in the way that we all bring the view of reality into the world.
I appreciate it, Dr. John Biter. Thank you for sharing that and also giving us an idea of how things are over in Michigan, the USA. Now, I just want to connect back over to Dr. Nicole here on Sea Mountain from Victoria Slim Foundation. As you are a therapist, and at the end of the day, what your work is, and also bearing in mind that too, Dr. John Biter is a clinical psychologist, and we have Dr. Johannes Fischlinger over in Germany, who is the founder and also doctor within that aspect of the lifestyle prescription medicine. Dr. Nicole, here on St. Martin, and especially in the time that we are now, what can you share with listeners to really help them in those areas of the mental health? Because right now, I'm sure, and we know it, there are persons who are feeling absolutely overwhelmed. Like, how am I going to, you know, make ends meet if they are one of those persons who have lost their job for now? How am I going to take care of my family? Even self, how am I going to look after the other? I may have a mortgage to pay, etc. So persons might be very full now emotionally. So let me hear from you, Dr. Nicole. What can you say to our listeners at this point in time to bring that peace of mind?
First, I'd like to say that each of us is controlled by our own programming, by paradigm. And paradigms are created from our childhood. They're created from our experiences, from the information that we receive, and from the experiences that we go through. I want to take a step back to Irma, which on St. Martin, those of us who are here all experience. And I'm taking a step back to Irma because Irma was devastating. I mean, it tore us up really, really bad. But in the midst of that devastation, we were able to see the resilience that we have. We were able to tap into the treasures that God, and you know, some persons don't say God, but I do, our Heavenly Father, have placed within us, our Creator has placed within us. And I can recall that during one of the times when the eye of the storm came and we had to run from our apartment because our place had been blown in and it was like a ticking time bomb. We had to run down the stairs while it was raining to find shelter at another location. And I recall that while we were there in that safe zone away from the apartment that had been battled from the elements, I recall myself just singing, just feeling still joy, still feeling peace. And the reason why that was is because I had been cultivating within my own self the power that God has given us to be able to be at peace in the midst of any situation. And so why do I go back to that? Even though right now this situation is not a hurricane, it is not that type of a challenge, it is similar in that it is also a crisis. And it is during crises that we understand the depths of who we are and how much power that we have been given from within. You don't really understand your strength until you go through something that is challenging. And so what I would like to say is this: I'd like to challenge persons who are experiencing the overwhelm to just step back and ask yourself this question: what is the lesson in all of this for me? So the lessons for me are very different from the lessons for you, because each of our lives are different. But if you step back and ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And what resources do I have internally that I can tap into? Make a list of those things. And you'll be surprised to see the treasure that lies within that you can use within this challenging situation and to come out even better than you were before.
I appreciate that, Dr. Nicole Unamay, Francis Scott and Victoria Slim Foundation, a very powerful and insightful for those persons who, you know, may have been actually asking themselves the question, how to really cope at this point in time. And you've said some very key aspects there, or very key point, really, that this is not a hurricane or a storm. This is a different type of crisis. However, at the same time, is how you react to it at this now, and how you would see through the reaction you have and the way you would put in your mind to get through this. And I just want to just touch base on a spiritual aspect, because as you being also a spiritual leader and, you know, believing in God, what can you share to listeners out there in terms of the word of God to bring that comfort? Dr. Nicole, share with us, please.
Well, first of all, what is happening now is not a surprise to God, or would some would say spirit, some would say creator. It's not a surprise. So if he says in his word, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, then he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent, or he should say something contrary to what he really means. And so if we are in a place right now where we're seeing uncertainty, where we're seeing, situations changing from day to day, and it may take us off guard as human beings, but it doesn't take God off guard. So what we then need to do is to place our trust in him, knowing that he has already equipped us with what we need in order to get through this. So it is not a time for people to be bashing each other, for people to be, you know, becoming sinister in terms of being narcissistic and being self-centered. But it's a time for us to think about the other and how can we be of service and of help to the other person without violating the boundaries that have been set by the authorities where we currently live. So that's what I would share at this time.
Very key. And I appreciate that very much, Dr. Nicole, because you said also a very key point, and that is not being self-centered, because it's so easy right now where it's stated, of course, to practice social distancing, something that maybe we've never heard of that word before. Very interesting, actually, social distancing. And by doing that, it's so easy for the mind to actually be overridden and say, hey, I need to only focus on me. It's all about me. I don't know about you, and I don't really care. Dr. Johannes over in Germany. Now, we've listened carefully to Dr. Nicole here in St. Martin, what she shared in those two very important areas. I just want to check in with you actually on the physical aspect, because you are the founder of Lifestyle Prescription Medicine. And maybe you can just give a synopsis of what that entails, and then we can talk a little bit about how persons can really right now take care of themselves in that physical, the physical aspect of life. Share with us, Dr. Johannes.
Yes, there's actually so many ways that we can improve our situation. And I think one of them is to know that stress has two aspects. One is the stress that can be harmful to us. And there's also stress that is actually very positive. And the difference is our perspective, our mindset. And so whoever feels like stressed or feels in a fight and flight response, just know if you step back a little bit, you might notice that actually there is a lot of strength in that. Because for just from a biology evolutionary perspective, you know, when we go into this fight flight and we're confronted with a stressful situation like now, and maybe job, or it might be just health situation, there's always the body actually is not doing something wrong, or is not like working against us. The body, our body mind, is always working with us. That's this, it's called the homeostasis or autoregulation. So if we are what we call in lifestyle prescription health coaching, the stress phase, you know, hormones are more active, we feel stressed, we think about something all the time, we might have strong emotions like fear. And so if we just step back and realize that it's all about awareness, we realize that, and now then suddenly we can switch that energy. If we switch stress into, oh my God, actually I have a lot of power right now, I have energy, it's something I can use actually to improve my situation. And so I think one part is to really shift and consider all that's going on as a situation that you know, where we can shift into something positive, kind of like what Dr. Nicole was saying, where there's so much we have control of in our lives. And if the control is only or mostly to change our emotional state and to change our thoughts, not being triggered by automated thoughts of fear and emotions, but be mindful, be present. And that presence, whenever you're present in the here and now, suddenly the emotions, the thoughts we have, they either are much lower or disappear. And the easiest way, if anybody can practice right now, we just like feel our hands or we feel a heart, any part of the body, and just move our attention into that part of the body, feel the breath, and automatically the power that emotions and thoughts had over us, they start to diminish. And the more we can stay present, the more we tap into something else, however we call it, a higher force, intuition. And that leads us out of that situation. And we make better choices at that moment.
I appreciate that, Dr. Johannes. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. here on beautiful St. Martin. I'm live with Dr. Johannes Visselinger over in Germany at this point in time. Also with Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, visionary of Victoria's Name Foundation here on St. Martin. And she is a family and marriage therapist, certified success coach. Also, Dr. Johannes Visselinger, he is the founder of Lifestyle Prescriptions Medicine University. And we've got Dr. W. Biter, and he is an executive coach, psychologist, and he is live in Michigan, USA. And this interview today with these three specialists is all about how to thrive in the midst of COVID-19 in our finances, spiritual, physical, and mental health. Dr. John Biter, I want to just ask you, because of your experience in the world of finances, and you've really worked with some multinational companies, Fortune 500 over in the USA, talk to us a little bit about what can we do today in the midst of all that's happening economically around us on making sure that we are financially stable as individuals, as of course our governments are doing what they are able to do to you know, make sure that there is somewhat finances that is moving around in our countries. Go ahead, Dr. John Biter.
I want to kind of bank off of what both the other doctors spoke about. But let me start with, you know, let's focus on what you can control. Dr. Nicole and Dr. Johannes both spoke to that. So what you can control, what every person on this call or on this airway can do, is they can control their thoughts and their beliefs. So the first thing you want to really check in with is to make sure your beliefs and your thoughts are positive. They're moving you in the right direction and not hindering or holding you back. So in other words, you don't want to sit there and say, I'm bad with money, because guess what? Then you'll manifest that you are bad with money. Instead, change the thought so you can change the belief that I'm learning the skills of managing money and I'm getting better and better every day. The other thing to think about is, like, for those of you that are older, in other words, students are older, think like a student when you were in college. What did you do? You tried to keep your bills lower. Lower bills mean lower stress. So keep your spending low. Just go with the essentials. There's a lot of relief being offered out there as far as, you know, not to worry about your mortgage and your rent. They're not going to evict you. Basically, no one's supposed to be out doing those types of things anyways. So do the things that keep you alive, like they feed, you know, food. Food is probably the number one, you know, issue that everyone is facing right now. So let's just do that. So again, I would just say learn to keep your spending down. Keep your thoughts in the regards of learning the skills of managing money and that you're getting better at it. One thing I wanted to just kind of echo a little bit about what Dr. Nicole had said about, you know, the spiritual side of things is, for those listeners that are familiar or not familiar, I suggest trying to look up the lyrics to Amy Grant's Better Than a Hallelujah. There's a refrain in there that I think is beautiful. It really fits the purpose that we're all here for. It says, we pour out our miseries. God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are. The honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah. So let's use that energy, that positive energy, trying to bring us all together through this.
Dr. John Biter, I really appreciate that very, very much, because those are the words that we do need to hear today, especially those who are listening to the show right now on St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean and around the world. And as the show is rebroadcast once again, it will be hitting also on Bishani Radio, the major cities in the USA, and as far as Dubai. I just want to just check in also with all three of you, because they are also government officials here on the island that is listening to the show today. And of course, yesterday, new ministers, a council of ministers, were sworn in on the southern side of the island of St. Martin. So there are government officials listening right now. What would you be able to say to these government officials who I believe would want only the best for St. Martin's people? And for those who are listening around the world, I'm sure their governments would want the best for them too. What would you be able to say as three specialists in the areas, actually, to our government officials who are listening to the show right now? Dr. Nicole, here on St. Martin, what would you like to state to our officials? And then we'll hear from the other two wonderful guests on the show.
First and foremost, what I'd say to government officials is that this is a time for us to work together. It is not a one-man situation, but it's a time for the collective mind to work together. And I sincerely believe that what is happening right now in our world is a paradigm shift that is taking place as well, whereby the things that we used to do before, the way we used to do them, we can no longer do them, because those things have brought us to this place where we're at globally, where we are seeing a shutdown around the world. And so the same energy that was used to bring us here cannot be that energy that we'll use to transform it. So what that means is that we have to now start reconnecting to God, who is Source, who knows everything. And He has persons in strategic places with the wisdom necessary in order for us to find the solutions that we need. So it behooves each person who is in government, whether it's locally, regionally, internationally, to realize that it's going to take a collective effort to bring about the changes that we need to see happen in our communities. And therefore, we have to take on the position of not being partial, but realizing that each person has something significant to contribute. And I paused to in saying, in reminding myself of a video I recently saw of someone in England who was in the, I think he was in Parliament, or I don't remember which branch of government he was in. But he finally acknowledged that over these past years, we have neglected to celebrate the people who are so-called in the lower echelon, the people who are cleaning, the people who are taking care of the garbage and all those persons. He finally realized that, oh, wow, these people are important, because if they stop doing what they're doing, then our communities are in a mess. So it is a time for us to step back and realize that every single person has a contribution to make, and therefore reach out in humility to the persons who are able to contribute. And when persons do reach out to government to say, hey, we're able to assist in this area, be open to hearing what has to be said and being open to taking the necessary actions, because solutions are there.
I appreciate it very much. And I'm sure that the government officials who are listening to the show today here on St. Martin has taken heed of what you shared, Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton. And I would like to ask Dr. Johannes over in Germany, what would you be able to share to government officials? Because you are in Germany and you have, there's a different, I believe, setup in terms of government over there. What would you want to share? And then I'll hear from you, Dr. John Biter, over in the USA.
Well, let me be a little controversial here. Let me really ask all the officials to not just, because everybody follows a certain strategy, that you're locked into that strategy. You have to follow it too. Yes, there's a lot of pressure, but I'd like officials to maybe look for other strategies. One of the things that I think is absolutely missing is the talk about the immune system and how actually the immune system is responsible. And in about 80-90% of the cases, even if you have viruses and infections, it takes care of it. Now, why is that? And that's fact, that's scientific fact. And in Germany, actually, there's a lot of doctors now that speak up. Took a while, but they start to speak up and say, well, what if we, instead of locking everything down that can't, is not sustainable for month and month and month, what if we focus on the ones that 10 to 15% that are have serious symptoms, from like mild to serious symptoms? Because the reality is about 80% of people that have the virus right now, any virus, the flu virus, right? They have mild to no symptoms whatsoever. So why not focus resources on the ones that actually need the help and everybody else? I mean, there are so many things that are absolutely known in natural integrative, or what we call lifestyle medicine, right? Our lifestyle matters. And this is a time where we need to address it, where we need to step up our game. So the main thing I ask for everybody listening, you know, take a high doses of vitamin D, high doses of vitamin C, and just make sure, you know, you do the regular things, washing hands, and if you, you know, masks seem to really be helpful to protect others, actually, which I know in a lot of our cultures is not where it used to, but in, or not well known or not accepted. In Asia, it is, you know, and so like Japan and South Korea, look at their strategy, what they did, and they worked amazingly well. And so that's my advice, or my hope, that we start to do this smarter. Because I think if we start to integrate the immune system, building up the immune system, use lifestyle medicine, which has absolutely been proven to be effective and working, then I think on the long run, we don't create as many problems that we could create if we don't take the right kind of actions right now.
Thank you, Dr. Johannes. That is a very sound advice to officials, you know, even self on St. Martin and even in Germany. Dr. John Beiter over in United States of America, what can you share?
Well, my first comment is let's stop calling it social distancing and call it what it really is. It's physical distancing. We're still socially connected. We're just not physically connected in the way that we used to socialize. So maybe think about it from that perspective. I think of this time in our lives as a universal reset, or Dr. Nicole's point about we all have our own programs. It's God's reboot of the system, so that we get to understand what's really important. So I like to think of the butterfly effect. Every small thing that changes can change the world. So it's not just, we're not isolated anymore. We really are in this together. So I guess my advice would be is like, communicate in a way that promotes a message of health and hope and not one of stress and despair. The stress and despair doesn't help us, but health and hope does. And that can help motivate us to become, you know, our best selves throughout this whole process.
I appreciate it very much, Dr. John Beiter, because the reason why I'm saying that is because I listen so very carefully, and I'm pretty sure you can agree with me and listeners around the world right now, that so very often, especially now in this crucial time, you've got some individuals, because they've discovered what a microphone is all about, or they've discovered what radio is about, or social media takes to the media, to social media platforms or radio or TV, and just basically just mouth off things that is not really conducive for the benefit of the ladies and gentlemen listening to the show right now, for instance, or around the world. And instead of actually bringing hope and positivity, they're actually adding more fuel to the fire. I'm pretty sure this is making a lot of sense, what I'm stating right now, if you do want to add on to that as we come down to the end of this powerful interview with yourselves. And just as mentioning, of course, ladies and gentlemen, right now I'm live with Dr. Johannes Fisselinger, who is the founder of Lifestyle Prescriptions University in Germany. Also, Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton, who is the visionary of Victoria Slim Foundation on St. Martin. And Dr. John Beiter, who is over in the USA, and he is the founder of the HAPPY program. Dr. Johannes Fisselinger, You've mentioned before about lifestyle prescription medicine. Just as we are coming to the end of this wonderful conversation today, can you just briefly share how this approach can be very beneficial to persons? Because I know you practice this. Dr. Nicole here on St. Martin is also a lifestyle prescription medicine health coach. Just share with us briefly about that. And if you can say something about the Thermobuzzer, because that's a very unique technology that can help save many lives.
Absolutely. Let me start with Thermobuzzer, which is basically thermography imaging, infrared imaging. And you probably seen like in China, Asia, and many countries in the Europe and also in the US, when you go through an airport, they check using thermography if you have raised temperature, which indicates infection. So right now, infrared imaging is used all over the world, and it totally makes sense, right, to use that in a more clinical or health coaching setting. And just think about it. You take a photo of someone, but that photo is not just our physical body. It's actually the infrared energy that we radiate. It's totally safe. It's like taking a smartphone picture. And the temperature difference or the energetic differences show if certain parts of the body have increased inflammation or heat or a lack, which is usually congestion. And so it's a wonderful way to find out where are we right now. And now what we do is with lifestyle prescription or medicine, health coaching is basically work on the root cause, because I think all of us really deep down know there are two ways, really, actually three ways to deal with a situation. One is just to manage the symptom. We treat the disease, we manage the symptoms, and that's what we do to a large degree in medicine right now. It's okay, it's needed in many ways, especially emergency medicine. But the second option is do nothing. Hope it gets better. And please, everybody listening, this is the worst thing you can do, right? Hope is a good thing, but in terms of our health, it requires action. And that's what health coaching, lifestyle prescription health coaching is. We find out, we have a specific process, we find out exactly what the six root causes are. There's something specific stressors, emotions, conflicts, lifestyle habits that affect very specific parts in our body. It's not random, and that's the beauty. Our body is amazing once you know how to decode it. And then we use tools and strategies to shift our unconscious habits. Because most of what's going on in our minds and our bodies are not really conscious actions. It's like our body does something that it has been doing for some time. And if we know where to look, it's like that needle in the haystack. We know, oh, there's a needle that hurts. Let's take that needle out. And that's what we do in lifestyle prescription health coaching. And it's amazing how we shift and change. And not just physically health, but also as a person. It's a personal growth experience. And the side effect is we are much healthier, we have more energy, our relationships get better, right? And these are so-called side effects, but it's beautiful.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. And as you're speaking about that and persons being very interested in what that is all about, as I understand, Dr. Nicole, here on St. Martin, you are also a lifestyle prescription health, medicine health coach. And persons who do want to, you know, check out your practice or what you can do, as I have the information here, I'm seeing here that they can go on to lifestyleprescriptions.info/St. Martin. That's lifestyleprescriptions.info/St. Martin. And of course, if you do want to connect with Dr. Johannes Fisselinger, you can go on to lifestyleprescriptions.info/, and you'll be able to hear more about that. Dr. Nicole, can you just mention anything?
Can I just jump in?
Sure. Yeah,
jump
sure.
in quickly,
yes.
Just for everybody that, you know, Nicole gets amazing results, and that's what it's really about, you know. I think I just wanted to mention that.
I appreciate it very, very much, Dr. Johannes. And Dr. Nicole, from your end, can you just let persons know who are listening that may need to see you, how are you now doing your practice during these days? And then I'm going to also hear from Dr. John Biter as we round off this wonderful time together on the show.
Thank you so much. First of all, I really want to thank Johannes for the opportunity to have learned these skills through Lifestyle Prescription University. And it has really accelerated and increased the level of results that I had already been getting with clients. And I must say that these tools that are used are really powerful. And I sit and I watch my clients transform in front of my eyes. And it's a pleasure being able to utilize these tools with persons who come and feeling that there's no hope. And they recognize just in a few minutes what they thought was life-threatening or what they thought was going to be for a forever process took place in a few minutes. So persons who would like to utilize our services, whether they're having depression, they're stressed, they have physical pain in their bodies, whatever the situation is, right now, due to the current situation, we are still operating, however, not physically, but virtually. So anyone that, whether it's local, regional, international, that would like to utilize our services, may just go to the website that you mentioned or visit our Victorious Living site. That's victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Or simply give us a call at 1-721-524-8731. And if you hear in my voice, I'm really passionate about seeing people's lives transformed. And so I'm always looking at ways to increase my capacity on how to help persons. So most definitely having done this course was one of those great benefits.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Dr. Nicole Unamay Francis-Cotton. Dr. John Biter, what would you like to share with listeners in terms of moving forward and the services that you render? And before you mention that, Dr. John Biter, persons, if you do want to know more about him, you can go on to his website, which is johnbiter.com/ and you about, and you can learn more about him. That's johnbiter.com/about, and you'll hear more and read more actually about him.
So I'm really excited to be to make this offer on your show. So we have a program for families while everybody's sequestered at home, and all that you have to do is go to the link that that Roy will set up for, that Roy actually has on his Facebook page. And we are giving the program away for free to families. This is something to support you around happiness, appreciation, gratitude. We send you an animated cartoon on Monday mornings with a little Mission I'm Possible video challenge for you, the family, not just your kids. And then at the end, we're asking you to provide us with a video. And for the first 100 families that sign up and complete the program and provide us with a video, we're going to send you one of our Happy Bells, which is part of our program, which is it's a hybrid between classical and operant conditioning. It's something to help remind you to stay positive, appreciative, and grateful. So I'm excited for this opportunity. We've had a silent investor who wanted to make a big difference in families. And so he's basically supporting this program. And all that you have to do is go to the DC web, or yeah, your website, and then you can sign up for free.
Fantastic, Dr. John Biter. I really appreciate that so very much from on your end, especially for the listeners listening to the show right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go on to my Facebook page, which is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr., and you will be able to see that link there. I really appreciate it, Dr. John Biter. That's really one of the things that we should do, looking out for each other, for families. And really, I appreciate it so much for taking that initiative and doing that for my listeners to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, go on to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. Facebook group, and you will see the link on there. Now, as we're coming to the end, my wonderful three doctors, just for listeners to know, and Dr. Nicole, you are the visionary as such. This is now the 8th year that Victorious Living Foundation is hosting such. And as this year, the theme is positive disruption of LeaderCast. Now, the two gentlemen that is on air right now, Dr. John Biter in the USA and Dr. Johannes Wisselinger in Germany, are going to be two speakers at your Leadership Summit, which, of course, due to the circumstances, has moved from May 8th to October 9th, 2020, which will take place at the Simpson Bay Resort Conference Room. Can you you share briefly about what persons can expect? Because they're hearing now Dr. John Biter and Dr. Johannes Visselinger. So I'm sure they're super excited, like, wow, these two gentlemen are so knowledgeable. I can't miss this on October 9th.
Yes, I'm really grateful to both of them, Dr. Johannes and Dr. Biter, for consenting to be a part of this very powerful event. But even before October 9th, because as you know, the Leadership Summit was scheduled for May 7th and May 8th. And we always have LeaderCast, which is a global leadership conference that is, you know, broadcast around the world. And St. Martin has been hosting it through Victorious Living for now the past 8 years. So what is happening is that we are still having LeaderCast, which is day one on May 7th. However, we're not assembling. It is going to be delivered directly to persons' homes. So anyone that has registered already or would like to register, whether locally, regionally, or internationally, would be able to experience this very powerful event on May 7th. And could you imagine that LeaderCast chose such a theme this year, which is positive disruption? And we're seeing disruption from every side. And even though COVID, as we have called it, has had some negative disruption, we must admit that lots of positives have also come out of it. And so we're looking forward to having Irvin Magic Johnson, five-time NBA champion. He's going to be one of the speakers. Amy Jo Martin, one of Twitter's most powerful women. She will be on as well. Dr. Henry Cloud comes to LeaderCast stage for the fifth time to share his knowledge on business psychology. So while people are home, not much to do if we are still extended until then, which we don't know. It's an opportunity for persons at home, in their offices, to be able to plug into this very powerful conference, which is on May 7th. And then October 9th, we will be live again, and we'll be broadcasting it around the world also on the 9th of October for those persons who register for that. So they can go to Victorious Living's website. That's victoriouslivingfoundation.com and click on Leadership Summit to get all the details and to register. And we have reduced the price up until April 15th. It's also a fundraising event for Victorious Living because we utilize LeaderCast every year to raise funds for the foundation. So apart from people having amazing information, you're also helping to support the work that we do with families and couples and young people. So thank you for your support.
Fantastic. I really appreciate that so very much. And Dr. Johannes and Dr. John Biter, super excited to know that you're going to be also guest speakers on October 9, 2020 at the Leadership Summit. And that's going to be broadcast live out of beautiful St. Martin. Final closing words, Dr. Johannes, because I know it's pretty late over in Germany. I'm pretty sure it's after 10 p.m., so we won't keep you any longer. Any closing words to encourage the listeners around the world, St. Martin, as we part from each other during this powerful interview?
I want to keep it really simple and short, you know. Smile and listen to your heart. Connect with your heart, connect with your body, smile, and things will flow. And I think what everybody else said, you know, it's all about seeing new opportunities and being guided, of course, by a higher force, however we're going to call this. And so the situation will change soon. And, you know, and then new, even better opportunities will arise, you know. And so good luck, everybody. And thank you so much for the invitation to share today. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dr. Johannes Visselinger, live from out of Germany, and Dr. John Biter, your closing words, and then I'll be closing off with Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton of Victorious Living.
Thanks, Roy. I appreciate it. Thanks to the other guests as well. I really appreciate their words. It seems like our message is really congruent. Again, I'll go with Dr. Johannes' point about keeping it brief. Practice a random act of kindness. Set down the technology, pick up a card, and write somebody and tell them how much you appreciate them. It'll make you feel good. It'll make them feel good. And it really, it's the butterfly effect. You put that into the world, it can really reverberate. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton here on St. Martin. Your closing words.
I would just say, take this opportunity to connect to God's heart. Hear what he's saying to you, because what he's saying to you is specific. and it will bring transformation to your life and to the lives of others. Go within and see the amazing things that can come out of this and focus on what is positive. And let us get through this together.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.